Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So, what's the crack, guys? Get in touch, let us know. We can all share it together. So, what is going on? How you been? You been behaving? Staying out of trouble? Staying healthy? Exercising? Drinking water? No? Alright. Who has? I haven't. I've been behaving, just not drinking water. It's probably why I get headaches all the time. Maybe my glasses need to be tuned in a little bit. Yeah, so hope you're staying well. Hope you're all good, not getting headaches. Hope you're sleeping well. Hope you're getting plenty of sleep. Because you're meant to. So you grow, so you get strong, so you recover. Sleep. Hope you are sleeping well, actually. Jesus, yeah. Usually comes across as a joke, but no, I hope you're well. I hope you're getting by, whatever struggles you have ailing you at the moment, whatever's holding you back, holding you down, getting you down. Know that I care, listener. The voice in your ears. Yeah, I hope you're good. Hope you're... Bit of concern sneaking in there. Yeah, I hope you're all well. So, what is going on? What is going on? Well, I'll tell you what is going on for me. We are now in this flat, nervous to take a shower. Not because we're especially clean, you know, but because we take pride in how we smell and present ourselves to the world. No, we live upstairs. Not in the attic, by any means. Well, I suppose that somebody were in the attic. You know, it's the question, does Batman live in Bruce Wayne's basement, or does Bruce Wayne live in Batman's attic? Whoa. Yeah, our flat is the first floor. Because in Britain, dear American listeners, or listeners not in Britain, the first floor is the first floor up. You know, we have ground and then first. So there's somebody beneath us who lives on the ground floor. Somebody that lives downstairs on the ground floor, ground level. That's all fine, they keep to themselves, we keep to ourselves. Ideal neighbours, you know. Well, the other day I went out and... the hell did I do? I don't know. I was out and about farting around as I'm known to do. Just sort of skulking in the bushes. And I came home and... somebody had... chapped the little letter flap on the door. Now, we had three doorbells. Two of them didn't work. One of them does. So I've put masking tape over the two that don't work because they're like properly affixed to the door and I'm lazy and I'm not going to remove them. And I think one of them is actually wired into the system. So there is a doorbell to use. But 'twas not. The door was chapped, which is the guy downstairs, which he's only ever done in the past when he's, you know, Amazon. I've put a box into his because we weren't in. So I know what's the downstairs neighbour if the letterbox is chapped upon. So I made my way downstairs to open the door. Hi. And he says, we have a problem. Oh no. Now, we have a problem. Could be interpreted as me and you are going to have words, or this is going to result in violence. No. What has happened is, it's not a end of the world problem, it's just pretty shit. Our shower apparently has been leaking, and he's only noticed because his fucking light in his bathroom had water dripping from it. It's come through the ceiling and run down the sort of seam of wallpaper on the ceiling and was dripping off his light. So I was, oh no! Genuinely, that's not good. You know, fuck. Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Told him I'd get in touch with the landlord. So we went our separate ways. Well, he went into his flat, I went back upstairs. Our landlord is the best type of landlord because he doesn't seem to remember us. Not in an insensitive way. As he said, when we first moved in here, we've been here for a few years now, when we first moved in, at the end of the interviews and things like that, he asked if he got any questions at all. You know, do dolphins sleep? No, I just asked normal questions. You know, do you do flat inspections? No. Oh, good. And he said he doesn't rent flats to people that he doesn't trust. He's got a few flats, you know. So if he feels the need to come and inspect the property that you're in, because you're there, he doesn't want you there in the first place. Well, that's nice. Cool. So I tried phoning. I've got a few different numbers for him, and none of them seem to work. Tried phoning him, left a voicemail, nothing. Sent a text to a few of them. Copy and paste, job, explain the situation. And then he phoned back just after 11 at night, because that's his style. That's fine, I was still up. Genuinely. As I said earlier, we're getting plenty of sleep. I'm not one of those guys. I don't get plenty of sleep. So he phoned, just asking, you know, what's up? What's going on? I read your text. Explained to him. All right, okay, cool. I'll contact my plumber guy, because he has tradesmen that work on all of his properties. I'm assuming they're quite happy to go and do work for him, because he's always got things for them to be done. And he asked for my phone number, which he was phoning. But, okay, cool, cool. So, gave it to him. And he said he'd pass it on to the plumber, and the plumber would phone me. And that was fine. So the next morning I woke up, luckily, and I had to go to the airport to pick up Charlotte because she'd been away down in London, or near London. And I was in bed, and my phone rings, or vibrates, so unknown number. All right, cool. Answered it. Probably the plumber. Hello, is this Lewis? Yes. Oh, it's the plumber. All right, cool. Are you in? I've got to be at the airport, and for set time. And all right, cool. Well, I'm at the door. Okay, cool. Then knocks on the door. The fuck's going on? Let him in. He comes in. All good. Goes to the bathroom. Just rips the bottom off the bath, the wooden cover, and tears up the lino on the floor. Well, fuck me, guys. You think the night sky is black? This wooden fucking plank under the floor is rotted away, completely eaten and black and horrendous. So he ran the taps and things like that and made sure there wasn't an actual leak coming out of the you know, like the vegetable to make soup with. There wasn't a proper leak coming out of the bath, out of the pipes or anything. But no, what appears to be happening is the shower hose has a small leak. And all that took was for the small leak to trickle down the wall and hits the screen, it goes down, it runs down inside the bath, and it pools on the floor. But it doesn't pool on the floor. It falls down behind the lino. And that has just eaten away at the wood. And it looks horrendous. So he took some photographs and he just, like, just disappeared. He, you know, poof, puff of smoke. No, he was in and out. Yeah, I can't fix that, he said. That's a, you know, it's not a plumber's problem. So I assume we're going to get a joiner around to put in a floor in the bathroom. But, I mean, it completely eaten away. And then I had to go and get Charlotte. So I took the wee dog out to the grass before we left. And the neighbour downstairs came out. He'd seen the van. And I just told him exactly what I told you. Yeah, the plumber came in. Said, come here to be fixed by a plumber. He's going to talk to the landlord and get sorted. All right, okay, come in, I'll show you. All right, cool. Never been in the flat. The only neighbour's flat I've ever been in was this guy that used to live nearby. If you live in Inverness, you'll have seen him. He was about in a wheelchair, popping wheelies in the wheelchair. Keeps his front wheels off the ground, and he's usually got a big flag draped around him, and he shouts at people, shouts at the street, shouts at the pigeons, shouts. Just as fate would have it, he got moved in a few doors down, and yeah, one day his smoke detector just kept going off, and it was going off for ages, and I got to the point, I'll tell the truth, I'm such a prick, I ignored it, I ignored this poor bastard's smoke detector, and I was going to the gym, And just before I got in my car, I could still hear it, and my conscience kicked in, so I went and knocked on his door, and he came in. He's, oh, I can't hear high-pitched noises. Well, luckily, you've not got a fucking fire in your flat. But I went in and turned it off, and he'd burnt his bacon. That's the only time I've been in a neighbour's flat around here. So I went to the downstairs neighbour's flat, and he showed me, and he wasn't lying, you know, but you could see exactly where it had come through and gone along to the wall and then followed down the seam. And I know it wasn't our fault, but I felt bad. Like, that's not good. Water dripping from your light. That's a concern. So we're just waiting for the landlord to see what's going to happen. Will we get a new bathroom? Possibly not. But now when we take showers, we've only taken one since. It's been a month. No, it's just been a day. But when we take showers, we've got this towel now wedged down on the floor in the corner, and we've got a napkin, sort of cloth rolled up and stuck against the edge as well. But nervous now to take showers, because obviously I don't want the guy downstairs having water dripping out of his light. Not good. So that's that, guys. That's why I'm coming to you. Reeking, stinking. No, and then more first world problems. Yesterday, our broadband was down all day. I was going to do this podcast last night, but the broadband wasn't on. Our little black box thing that it comes out of, vroom, 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 modem, whatever it's called, the box, the Sky box, Sky broadband, not Sky TV, the wee box, it's usually got four green lights, but last night it had green, amber, and I say last night, that was all day, the internet was off for, or right in the afternoon, wasn't working. And I kept getting texts. I got three texts. Every few hours I get a text from them. We're sorry, internet is down. Yeah, I know it's down. We're trying to fix it. Okay, all right, cool. And then later in the day, I got a phone call from an 0800 number, which normally I wouldn't answer, but I recognise this one as Sky. Because in the past they've phoned, you know, you happy with your service? Yeah, it's straightforward, it's great. No, yesterday wasn't great. So I answered that. And I was expecting it to be a, hi, sorry about your broadband not working. We're going to give you this month for free, even though it was the shortest month. Well, it wasn't that, guys. I got a phone call from Sky after my broadband had been down for about 6 hours. And the guy on the phone was wondering if I'd like to take a Sky TV deal with them. And that includes Netflix. And you know, like, the guy got right into it. It wasn't, there was no hesitation. It was, you know, hello? Hi, is this Lewis? Yes. What can I do for you? Hi, it's Jeff from Sky. Just wondering, would you be interested in getting a TV box with Netflix? Our broadband's been down for a few hours. I thought you were phoning about that. No. No. Not interested, thank you. What about Netflix? You watch Netflix? No, thank you. I don't want to waste your time. No, not interested. Thanks very much. All right, take it easy. Yeah, cheers, you too. Weird. But as I said to Charlotte, the guy has no idea what's going on. He's probably, maybe he's working from home. He works in a different area completely to the broadband. He probably just got down to Lewis on the list and hit my name. Simple as that. But weird timing. No, I don't want a fucking Sky TV box. Jesus. Yeah, I don't imagine I'll be getting this month for free, though. These things don't usually work like that, do they? Yeah. So Charlotte's home, picked her up from the airport. That was nice. Dog was happy to see her. So was I. But the wee dog was delighted. And when she was gone, what did I get up to? Well, guys, I tell you what, you leave me alone. I went to Grantown, because I might have mentioned it was my birthday at the start of the month. So I went to Grantown to see my old friends, my dear friends in Grantown, and we played cards together, because we're quite sensible like that. And without sounding all sentimental, I had a lovely night. It was just nice to all be together and hanging out, just chilling. And I don't even think anyone was drinking. You know, it wasn't even like a Oh, we got totally fucked up.
No, it wasn't like that at all. It was just a chill laughs and conversation. And we play cards. You know, and that keeps the evening flowing, keeps it going. But my request, because I was the birthday boy, only 16 days after my birthday or whatever, was to get a Chinese, because there was a Chinese takeaway in Grantown, which, as soon as I started earning money, I started spending money there. And I've always enjoyed it, and it's been the same guy for, probably 20 years this year. You know, before that, it was a different family that had it, but it's been the same guy all this time. So it's got its own style, and one of my friends used to work there. One of the guys was there playing cards. He remembers what I used to order every time. He goes, oh, you know, you can go in there with a tenner, and I'd get my meal with two cans of Iron Brew. Not anymore. Prices have gone up. 14 years of Tory rule. Fuck's sake. So part of the playing cards and seeing the guys and that was, let's get a Chinese. Splendid. Cool. Let's get that ordered. Well, guys, well, it was closed. And of course it was. Of course it's fucking closed. Now, Grantown is, if you've seen Hot Fuzz, smaller than the town in Hot Fuzz. So there's one Chinese, there's a co-op, there's a petrol station, there's another sort of... When I was wee, it was a spa, and it became a Mace, and then it became Morning Wayne and Night, and now it's called Premier. I've never been in there since it's changed hands, but... What I'm saying is there's not a lot of options. Oh, there's an Indian takeaway, and there's a Thai, but with the Thai place, you have to book before, and I don't mean like you can't walk in. You can't walk in, but say you want a takeaway on Saturday, you have to phone them like Thursday or the Friday and request it. I don't know. So the Chinese was closed. You know. Fuck! Okay, cool. What do we do? Aviemore. Fucking hell, Aviemore's 15 miles away. We want to get cards on the go, you know. The night wasn't young, as none of us seem to be anymore. Time is ticking on. Now, Aviemore has it's got two Chineses. Aviemore's got fucking everything. So it's got my dentist, so I hate going there. Dentist's a nice guy, but I don't like going to Aviemore. But, that was fine. Alright, cool. We'll go to Aviemore then. I'll drive. Now, the one in Aviemore delivers. Right, it delivers to Aviemore. And if you're not familiar with the area, because you have no need to be, there's Aviemore, which is a village, bigger than Grantown, which is a town, just to confuse you. They're 15 miles away, and I think the road's the A96, and you think I would know that, as I'm a fucking ambulance dispatcher, but I'm not sure what the road is. But anyway, so there's a road in between them, which I think is the A96. Now, along the A96, you get the option to turn off at Broom Hill, which is... Here, just bear with me here. And Broom Hill, it's a train station. It's Broom Hill Station. It's a steam train. The steam train goes to Aviemore. Now, Broom Hill is outside of Nethy Bridge from the Kirk of Abernethy. You know, what the fuck's I got to do with anything? Nethy Bridge is a wee village as well. Nethy Bridge is 4 miles from Boat of Garton, formerly just Garton, but there used to be a ferry there, and there's now a bridge, however it's kept the name. So it's still called Boat of Garton, despite there being no fucking boat. So, what's my point? My point is, this place in Aviemore delivers. How far our way would it deliver? Would they go to Nethy Bridge? Would they go to Broom Hill? Would they go to Boat of Garton? Can they go to Dalnan Bridge? That's another wee village, 3 miles from Grantown. Would they come to Grantown? So, phoned in the order, but before ordering, just asked, do you deliver? Do you deliver?
I we do deliver. What do you want? Fucking liver and bacon.
No, do you deliver? Yes, we do deliver. Okay. What's the closest to Grantown you can deliver? There's a long pause. She goes, this time of night, Boat of Garton. Cool, sound, whatever, I'll drive to Boat. That's absolutely fine. It's a lot closer than Aviemore. Okay, lovely, cool. Can we meet you at the Boat Village Hall? Boat of Garton, I promise this isn't brought to you by the tourist board, has a village hall where they put on, like some stand-up comedians from, like TV go there. You know, that Ed Byrne, the Irish guy, I know he was there, and Karen Nabar from Chewing the Fat. She does sort of audience Q&A type things there. So they've got a pretty well-known, decent village hall. And There's a sign to it. Like, it is down a road. But it's there. And, like, it's known where it is. If you're from the area, you sort of know where Boat Hall is. And the girl said, yeah, that's fine. Can I get your callback number? I'm going to phone you when we're going to leave, and then you can meet us there. Oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Not, yeah, perfect, thank you. No, you're doing us a favour. This is great. Splendid. I've got the phone call from her. Okay, go now. Vroom, vroom. Fucking me and one of the guys set off. We went along the way I described. Left Grantown, didn't turn to Dunlin, went down by Broomhill. No, we didn't. I'm an unreliable narrator. No, we went away past Broomhill, past Sky of Kerr. All these places make sense to me, but to you, I'm just making noises. And we ended up at Boat, and we got to the village hall, and we just, you know, handbrake on. Sat in the car for a while. Where's the guy? Wasn't coming. All right, cool, get out of the car. Get out of the car, standing there, loitering like fuck. This big modern art thing, like a weird squirrel, painted blue with the steam train on it, and I think the village hall was painted onto it as well. I don't know. And this is, you know, it wasn't late at night, but it was dark. It's proper fucking dark. And we're by a play park. Just out to the creepiness, you know. Fucking just a swing. Slowly. Slowly swinging. Squeaky. No, I wasn't doing that. But we became aware that there was a man coming along with a very small boy. Quite late, you know, later on. It's a weird time to go to the park. Anyway, they went to the park. And that was the only folk we saw for ages. And then my phone starts to... Hello?
Hi, it's the delivery driver. Do you know how long you're going to be?
Well, we're at the hall just now. Where are you?
I'm at the hall.
Yeah, not unless you're like a 4-year-old kid. No.
What hall are you at? The one by the shop?
That's not the hall. That's just a building. It's actually an art gallery, I think, at the moment. So, yeah, fucking hell. So we'd been there about 20, 25 minutes, and this guy had been waiting for us for 20, 25 minutes at the same time. But he came up, missed the turning, we torched him in reverse. Eventually he did arrive with the food. And we got it. We go back to Grantown and we had a lovely night, although the chips were a bit cold. But the adventures of living in the area. Now, that was the end of my birthday. That was it all done and dusted. Although, on the way to Grantown, I actually picked up a friend in Carbridge. What the fuck's Carbridge? Carbridge is another village. You know, at some point in the future when they keep building all these houses, all these little villages are all going to click into one big, massive, massive city. A sprawling metropolis of Scottish countryside. But at the moment, they've all still got their own little individualities and quirks. So, from Inverness to Grantown, you go in by Carbridge, I picked up a friend. But between Carbridge and Inverness, as I drove through, much like Tony Soprano, I was smoking a cigar. Because it's my birthday, I can do that. I like to smoke cigars when I'm driving on my own for long distances. Especially, you know, if you come back from Glasgow or something, just get on the A9. There's about an hour of driving. It's lovely. Smoked that Inverness to Carbridge. Delicious. Dominican. And then, at the end of the night, dropped him back off in Carbridge. Smoked another one on the way home. My car still smells. Disgusting. And it's probably the smell like the folk that aren't smoking them, but it's like it goes stale over time, the smell. So my car's got plenty of wee mini tree air fresheners on it at the moment. I'm keeping it fresh. Black ice! Not something you really want to associate with your car, but, you know, as long as it's on the inside, not on the outside, fucking black ice. So that was that. So thank you everybody who made my birthday so lovely. You only turn 30 once if you're lucky. Everyone gets to 30, so I'm not going to, fucking poor me. No, it's been lovely. I still have plans for it because, you know, centre of attention over here. I still have plans. No, it's just, I just need to get everyone together for one final thing. If it can fucking happen. And then that'll be my 30th, all done and dusted. So, I still have to get that organized. It's just so hard to find what I want. Like Veruca Salt. But Charlotte was away, so I got to go home stinking. I mean, I still brush my teeth and everything, but the cigar smell stuck to my hoodie and, you know, so it's all been washed. And then the next day, obviously I wasn't hungover, wasn't drinking. I watched Ted, the TV series. I watched the whole thing on the internet. You know, I watched it all on TV. It's a TV show. It's based, well, I say based. If you've seen the film that came out just after I left school, saw it twice in the cinema. Seth MacFarlane, the guy, this Family Guy, an American Dad, and A Million Ways to Die in the West. The plot is about a wee boy that makes a wish, and his teddy bear comes to life, but it's got a personality. It's not a fairy tale. It's an individual bear. It's Ted. And the film, the boy that does the wish grows up, and it's Mark Wahlberg, but the TV show is them at high school. And it's set in the early 90s, which, concerningly, looks very familiar to me. The example is, I've forgotten the year it came out, but when I was in high school, a thing called Life on Mars came out, which was about a policeman in Manchester who gets hit by a car, and he wakes up in the 70s. And you're not sure, is he in a coma? Is he dead? Is this the world between worlds? You know, is he on the way to the other place? What's going on? But I remember watching that. It used to be on every week, because it's pre-streaming. And my dad would be like, oh, I remember that. I had a football just like that. You know, you'd header it and knock yourself unconscious. Or, oh, that's the... Well, I remember those sweet rappers. Or just wee things like that, you know. I remember when car radios you had to do, you know, tune them with dials. Jesus, that I had that as well. But I remember my dad's reaction to Life on Mars. But I was watching Ted. But I was even on my own. Something would happen. And I'd be like, fucking hell, I remember that. I had that. No way. So I don't know. I'm not going to say it's a great show. I really enjoyed it. But I don't know if it was sort of squeezing some sort of nostalgia bean. Rinse that. You know. I don't know if it was just doing that, if it was just some nostalgic tickle it was giving me, but the scene that really sticks out to me is they go to buy a games console for a kid, and it's early 90s, but it's in America, so in the shop there's the Sega Genesis, which in the UK was called the Sega Mega Drive, which was the first games console I owned. Got it for my birthday when I was, I think, 4. Because my mum's friend's daughter had got a PlayStation, so she got rid of her Sega Mega Drive. So I got the Sega Mega Drive, and, you know, I had Sonic and Echo the Dolphin and Alien Storm, and... Man, yeah, I fucking love the Sega. And in Ted, they go to the shop to buy a games console. But when they're there, there was posters for the games I used to play, and I just got so like, oh my god, I remember all these games. But even Alien Storm, that was one of my favourite games. And for some reason, when I was a kid, I thought it was based off of Independence Day, because there was these strange pink marshmallowy looking aliens. But in the background of the shop, there was a poster for Alien Storm. They don't acknowledge it or anything in the programme. It's just part of the set. But it was just so... Oh, there it is. It's lovely. So what's my point? I don't know. I think I'm still getting kind of weird about turning 30, which I know has been sort of the theme this month. Very strange. But if you get a chance, Ted, I enjoyed it. I laughed out loud at quite a lot of it, which I don't usually do when I'm on my own. Easy watch, if you're as immature as I am. Yeah, I don't want to say stoner comedy. There's quite a lot of cannabis in it. A lot of weed, man. A lot of weed. And if you're able to, if you like science fiction, if you like Star Trek, I should say, The Orville. By Seth MacFarlane, that's worth watching as well. It's very good. He, I believe, is a massive Star Trek fan, so when he makes The Orville, he actually made it with affection. It wasn't a piss take of Star Trek, you know. It's not like the Scary Movie parody of Star Trek. It is just a very affectionate, inspired by. Very good. Right, is that everything, guys? Unfortunately, no listener mail again, so if you've got anything worth sharing, please absolutely get in touch. Write in with anything you want. Thoughts to what I've said? Disagreements? Agreements? Shoutouts? Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Yeah, let me know. Just get in touch. You can get in touch by going to the website, which I'm constantly trying to update and put things on, but I'm very lazy. The website, it's www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. I'll say it again. www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a wee barrier, banister. There's a row of links on there, and one of them says contact. That's where you click to contact. So feel free to get in touch, guys. Now, the reason Charlotte was away, it's not my story to tell. She was celebrating a dear friend's engagement. She's soon to get married, and Charlotte was at her hen party. So congratulations to Ailey and Will. Charlotte had a lovely time, and Ailey, I hope you had a lovely hen weekend. I know Charlotte was delighted to have all her friends together, but if Ailey is listening, I hope you had a lovely time. Congratulations. And you got a wedding coming up. But right, guys, cool. So, yeah, the website for contact. And as always, thank you to Blackmail for the theme tune and to Cora for the artwork, the logo for the podcast. Greatly appreciate your talents being offered to the podcast. So, until next time, guys. You look after yourself. Stay out of trouble. Be good to each other. And of course, don't take any shit. Alright, I'll speak to you next time, guys. Bye for now.